What's unique about today's discussion? What are you going to be covering?
Well, what's unique about today's discussion is we're going to be covering solutions. So rather than, you know, what we've been hearing for the past few years that, you know, sea levels are rising and doom and gloom and, you know, people should just move from Miami-Dade County and just, you know, cut and run is really a bad message. I mean, we've invested so much into building a world-class city that it is ridiculous to not start working on solutions and implementing, you know, technologies and methods. I mean, there are so many things we could be doing to reinforce our infrastructure, capital improvements. We're seeing some of that already in Miami Beach and, you know, and protecting clearly our drinking water supply from saltwater intrusion, which is probably the biggest threat from sea level rise that I personally think we have.
And what about what about, like, say there are two things that we can do? Because as I've talked to a couple of leaders already about this, stopping Mother Nature is going to be tough. But what can we do in Miami to protect the city that we've, as you said, have worked so hard to build?
Well, first off, I mean, you know, stopping Mother Nature, yes, it's difficult to do. And clearly we have to start protecting ourselves really more than looking at sea level rise, because people talk about sea level rise, but that's kind of far off. We have to take that into consideration, but we really should start preparing ourselves for storms and extreme weather events. I mean, we haven't had a hurricane here, a serious hurricane here in, you know, decades. So, you know, that's what I think we should be preparing for, taking sea level rise into account, and looking at, you know, how we're building today. Should we be building differently? Should we be changing our codes? Should we be implementing expediting Everglades restoration, for example? If rehydrating Biscayne Bay is a perfect example of protecting our water supply from saltwater intrusion, which is a threat that's one of the biggest threats from sea level rise.
You know, the other challenge, of course, is the fact that even though you have a lot of leaders in South Florida who understand the threat and are working to do something about it, you still have a lot of reluctance from leaders in Tallahassee and, of course, leaders in Washington, D.C. Can you move forward if you don't have help from the state and the federal government?
Well, we have moved forward. We have the Southeast Florida Regional Compact, Climate Compact, which we've been working on. The four counties that basically said, well, if we're not going to get support from anyone else, we might as well move forward ourselves. And that's what we've been doing. In fact, you know, it's a model. It's actually become a global model. So we've been working regionally, the four counties, Palm Beach, Broward, Miami-Dade, and Monroe, on planning and coming up with solutions and moving those recommendations forward through our respective counties and municipalities within the counties. So one way or another, you know, South Florida will protect itself, whether we get state help and federal help. And we're starting to see actually the federal government looking at this from an emergency management perspective. In today's conference, we will have the Army Corps of Engineers here who were actually, you know, working in the Northeast post-Sandy recovery. So they have firsthand knowledge on how to, you know, become more resilient and prepare rather than be reactive to storms, to storm events, prepare for future storm events. So we're glad that they're going to be here sharing some of their solutions and studies and data.
Let me finish with this. And by the way, real quickly, I just wanted to know, how long have you lived in South Florida?
Born and raised.
Okay, well then good, because you know what? This, my final question is this. Some people will talk about climate change and sea level rise, and they say, oh, that's way in the future. But people who've been here a long time, they've seen the changes, and they've been living through the changes. What do you say to people who are not as concerned about this issue as to, you know, what have you seen and experienced in your lifetime?
Well, you know, I was here during Hurricane Andrew, and we saw the devastation that had on our parts of our community. And so, and although it was a rather dry storm, if we are hit with a storm of that magnitude again, but it has high storm surge, we really need to prepare. So rather than, you know, being all panicky, I think you know, today's conversation here at the chamber will pretty much prove that we have the capacity and the solutions to protect our infrastructure, our assets, our investments, and our properties. And I would say, you know, protecting your property and understanding what flood zone you're in, and looking at what you can do individually and also what your local governments are doing, and actually pushing for local governments to do more. But it's going to take everyone involved, the business community, the average individual property owner, and government together. The government's not going to come and solve everybody's problem either.
But have you seen anything in particular in the time you've lived here? Things have changed. I think, for example, of just people who live in Miami Beach who...
Well, yeah, sure. That's the perfect example. We're starting to see more flood events than before. Every time we have a high tide with, you know, full moon, you know, we're starting to see, you know, sunny day flooding. Yeah, obviously, we've seen that in Broward County on A1A, where, the streets are completely flooded from the ocean. So yeah, we're starting to see that. We're starting to see the potential threat of saltwater intrusion into our water supply. So we have to definitely protect that, because about 7 million people live off that. So, you know, we're fortunate that we have a natural system that we rely on for our water supply, but at the same time, we have to protect it.